Aaron Ra recently said that there has to be something that's eternal out there, and that the universe and that matter and energy could be eternal. Well, anybody that knows basic scientific laws knows that that is just blatantly wrong.
We can't get something from nothing, right? So something must be eternal without a beginning, and it could be the matter and energy of this universe.
Let's say, for example, I have a cup of hot coffee and a cup of iced tea. And I were to put these cups out on the countertop. Over time, those cups are going to reach the same temperature. They're going to reach equilibrium. And so right now out in space, we have comets that are going about in an orbit. They're balls of ice and they're deteriorating over time. We have balls of fire, stars out in space that are deteriorating and burning down over time. If the universe was eternal, why is it that we still have stars burning out in space? Why is it that we still have comets that haven't deteriorated yet? If the universe was eternal, those things wouldn't even exist. In fact, our orbit would be completely out of orbit. So it's impossible for the universe to be eternal. Based on that fact alone, Pluto, the planet, is still warm on the inside. If Pluto was from eternity past, Pluto would be completely cold in the center, but yet it's still warm in there. The rings around Saturn would be completely gone. They're dispersing right now as we speak. And over time, those rings around Saturn will be gone. These are all proofs just from outer space that the universe cannot be eternal. And anybody that says that the universe is eternal is lying to you. They're make-believing, folks.